It's time for your RateHarp Morning Brief, the pulse of Canada's mortgage and housing market. Brought to you by RateHarp.com, free smart tools for buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing in Canada. Today's headline, Navigating the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Market, June 4th, 2026. Here's what you need to know. Rates today, as of June 4th, 2026, the Canadian mortgage landscape presents a mixed bag for prospective borrowers. The 5-year fixed mortgage rate is sitting at 4.72%, while the 3-year fixed option is slightly lower at 4.59%. On the variable side, the 5-year variable rate has climbed to 6.3%, with the prime rate currently at 7.2%. The stress test rate, which is critical for would-be buyers to qualify for a mortgage, stands at 6.72%. These figures indicate a notable divergence between fixed and variable rates, which could influence borrowers' decisions moving forward. The spread between fixed and variable rates is particularly striking. The 5-year fixed rate is 1.58 percentage points lower than the 5-year variable rate. This suggests that borrowers who opt for a fixed mortgage may find themselves with a more stable payment structure, particularly in an environment where variable rates seem to be on the rise. With the prime rate at 7.2%, the cost of borrowing is indeed substantial, and buyers may want to carefully weigh the benefits of fixed stability against the potential short-term savings of a variable rate. In a climate of rising borrowing costs, fixed-rate mortgages may provide a sense of security for buyers wary of future rate hikes. For borrowers considering their options, understanding the implications of these rates is crucial. A fixed-rate mortgage offers predictability in payments, which can be especially advantageous in a potentially volatile market. Conversely, the variable rate may appeal to those who anticipate that rates could stabilize or decrease in the near term. Ultimately, the choice between fixed and variable rates hinges on an individual's financial situation, risk tolerance, and market outlook. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The Bank of Canada plays a pivotal role in shaping the mortgage rate environment through its interest rate policies. The current Government of Canada, GOC, bond yields are reflective of market expectations around interest rates and economic growth. As of today, the GOC 5-year yield is at 3.07%, and the 3-year yield is at 2.89%. These yields are crucial indicators for fixed-rate mortgages, as lenders often use them as benchmarks when setting their rates. In general, when bond yields rise, fixed mortgage rates tend to follow suit, as lenders seek to maintain their profit margins. The current yields suggest that there is a likelihood of further increases in fixed mortgage rates if the BOC continues to adjust its policy stance in response to inflationary pressures. Given the economic backdrop, including recent reports of falling labor productivity in sectors like construction and agriculture, the BOC's next moves will be closely monitored by market participants. The trajectory of bond yields will likely dictate the future of fixed mortgage rates, making it essential for borrowers to stay informed and adaptable. Moreover, the relationship between bond yields and mortgage rates is not always linear. Factors such as demand for housing, the overall economic climate, and international market trends can all impact how these rates evolve. Borrowers should keep an eye on the BOC's upcoming interest rate update, as it may signal potential changes in monetary policy that could influence borrowing costs moving forward. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently experiencing notable shifts, particularly in the Greater Toronto Area, GTA. Recent reports indicate that home sales in the GTA have surged by 6% in May, marking the third consecutive month of rising sales. However, this uptick comes at a time when prices are experiencing downward pressure, leading to an intriguing dynamic where demand is increasing, but affordability remains a significant concern. Toronto's housing market is tightening, as evidenced by the increase in sales despite falling prices. This phenomenon suggests that buyers may be re-entering the market, potentially driven by the perception that prices have reached a more affordable level. However, it is important to note that the current market still reflects the third worst May in 25 years, indicating that while activity is picking up, it is from a historically low base. In contrast, the Vancouver market is facing some of its own unique challenges. High-profile listings, such as a bougie West Vancouver home priced at nearly $40 million, highlight the stark divide between luxury and entry-level housing. The recent price cut of $1 million on one of the most expensive homes in the Okanagan Valley suggests that even the luxury market is not immune to the pressures of affordability and demand fluctuations. Across Canada, the housing landscape is also marked by other critical issues, such as the ongoing discussion around development fees and their impact on housing affordability. The Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, has cautioned that slashing development fees alone will not solve the affordability crisis, emphasizing the need for comprehensive solutions that address supply, demand, and local market conditions. Regional roundup. In the Greater Toronto Area, the recent increase in home sales is noteworthy, but it is accompanied by a decline in prices. This duality reflects a market that is still grappling with affordability challenges, even as competition among buyers intensifies. In British Columbia, the luxury market remains resilient, with high-profile listings like the aforementioned West Vancouver property. However, the significant price cut on a luxury home in the Okanagan signals that even affluent buyers are cautious as they navigate a landscape characterized by economic uncertainty. Calgary's market is also worth discussing, as reports highlight 5 of the most expensive neighborhoods currently. This focus on high-end properties underscores the city's economic recovery and the demand for premium real estate, even amidst broader market challenges. In Kananaskis, plans for construction in 9 popular spots this summer indicate a commitment to growth and development in the region, even as the broader Canadian economy faces some headwinds. Lastly, the ongoing discussions about labor productivity in construction and agriculture reveal a critical area of concern for the housing market. As productivity lags, it could hinder the ability to meet housing demand, further exacerbating affordability issues across various regions. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current mortgage rate landscape presents both opportunities and challenges. Those looking to enter the market should carefully assess their financial situation and consider locking in a fixed-rate mortgage to secure stability in their payments. The tightening market in Toronto may signal a return of competition, making it imperative for buyers to act decisively in their search for homes. Sellers, particularly in the GTA, may find themselves in a unique position. While rising sales figures could suggest a favorable market, the reality of falling prices means that pricing strategy will be crucial. Sellers should be prepared to adjust their expectations and pricing to align with current market conditions, ensuring they remain competitive. For brokers, the evolving landscape presents both challenges and opportunities. As buyers return to the market, brokers will need to be equipped with the latest information on mortgage rates and housing trends to provide valuable guidance. The focus on technology, as seen with firms like Tango Financial, indicates a shift towards more efficient service delivery, which brokers should leverage to enhance their offerings. Key takeaways. Borrowers must weigh fixed versus variable rates in a rising interest rate environment. The bond yield trajectory will influence fixed mortgage rates moving forward. Toronto's housing market is tightening, yet prices continue to decline, signaling affordability challenges. That's your RateHeart brief. Whatever your next move, buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing, it's all free at RateHeart.com. See what you could save. Set your dream rate with RateWatch, check what your home is worth, and talk to a licensed expert. Smart money stays informed. Until next time, I'm Marcin Migdal. Keep making sense of the Canadian market.